Other sugars, I think Sunday's not one day, so. So, better start a difficult sugya, one of the last in the safer. We'll see what we'll do in Elul. But in the meantime, let's learn the sugya of Tzar HaShchina, the Kuf Lamed Beis Perek Hezayin. Nishalti Pam Ben Kaisle Beis HaMidrash. I want to ask this question in the environs of a Beis HaMidrash. Kulani Yoidim El HaMusag Golus HaShchina. We all know that the Shchina is in Golus. And we know there's Tzar HaShchina. Musogim Kablim Mubshatim. We accept this and we know it and we've heard it. About what does it mean? Tzar HaShchina. What's Tzar? You thought correct. Tzar. What is Golus HaShchina and what is Tzar HaShchina? V'kach nishalti. Matai haya Tzar HaShchina yoyse godol rachmola letzlar. When was there a greater Tzar HaShchina? You have to have a bit of a thick skin to deal with the sugya. So sugya you can talk about now. I'll have to talk about this the rest of the year, but a week from Tisha B'Av, maybe we'll allow ourselves to discuss these sugyas. Kasher Nazim echnisu kama meot yeladim letai agazim v'chanko etam lemaves. The Nazis took hundreds and hundreds, thousands of Jewish children and threw them into gas chambers, suffocated them, killed them, and their suffering and screaming and crying was heard from a distance, never heard it, went out of their mind. That we don't have to paint the picture, we all have a picture of that in our head. Was the Tzar HaShchina worse then? Uchas v'chelile b'shah sh'avrech yoshev v'beisen inuach kais kafe lefonov v'hu b'raf paf b'daf ha'internet ha'lo kasheh ha'ichu na'amatz el shchinoza b'gulusa yoshev b'odot. When was the Tzar HaShchina greater? I told you, you have to have a bit of a thick skin to deal with these questions. Because it's obvious, nachon? Well, if he's asking the questions, it'll look like Pashut. Avrek's sitting at home, and he's got his course cafe, which is fine, but he's busy, you know, he's there on the internet, busy looking at this and busy looking at that, and playing around. When was the Tzar HaShchina greater? L'chayra, ha-matzah shal shimcha Hashem uchulu b'goyim. That matzah for where Hashem's name is desecrated amongst the goyim, there's nothing worse than that. What can compare to that? 6 million Jews led to the slaughter. And there's no Chilul Hashem there? When's Hashem's name? Great Machalo. And we're talking about little Jewish children who died without sin. You'll tell me that the adults, Beseder, Beshtes, the Meirah, there's Yisuri Machaprim, about children. They weren't even given the treatment that a mouse gets given. How can you compare the two? First one is a major chilul Hashem. Another one is something that's taking place, an individual, small little aveira in the privacy of his room. How can you even put the two together to ask the question?
Why is the Shoah considered a Chilul Hashem?
Was what?
The Shoah considered a Chilul Hashem.
Why is it considered? Chilul Hashem got on his
head. They do.
Chilul Hashem, but Hashem let it happen.
So what?
That's the Chilul Hashem. Shimcha Hashem, Mechoy lo b'goyim. The goyim look at Klal Yisrael. And they say, oh, that's the chosen people that their God loves. That they look, the God doesn't go on the surface. That's the greatest Chilul Hashem is. Mazel lo Chilul Hashem. Shimcha Hashem Achaylo Begoyim. Is there something worse than that? Tzara Shechina? Once again, we don't understand what Tzara Shechina is. We don't understand what Shechina, Golos Shechina is at all. But we'll just pretend for now that we do. Hopefully, we'll come understand what is Tzara Shechina. But we understand there's some Tzara to the Shechina, whatever that is. I don't know what the Shechina is. Said? That's the question. And it seems that the answer is fairly straightforward. You need a crash helmet and a bulletproof vest for what you're dealing with. It's not possible. All right, I'm just telling you now, you need a thick skin to deal with this. It's not possible. But we're nearly in the 9 days. We're allowed to talk about these things. So that's the question. Watch his face when I ask the question. What was worse? What was the greater Tzar HaShechina? The bigger Chilul Hashem? Auschwitz? Or some guy sitting around playing on the internet? Some Avreich who could have been learning or doing something productive with his life. He's flitting his life away in the privacy of his room on the internet. Which is worse? So, where's the Shimcha Hashem Achayil B'goyim in the Avreich sitting around playing on the internet? What's even the question?
Kosher internet?
Lo kasher. But I feel like Kashen is wasting his time on Shtiot Zagam Lopez. Zagam Yates or a Gadol Mod. Especially what we said yesterday. Every second of your life is a moment of Tchias HaMaisim, and you're using it to commit suicide. So it seems that the question is Loba Makom. It seems that the question is, which is the higher mountain, Everest or, Givah Bet in Ramat Bet Shemesh? So, what's the question? If we go into this a bit deeper, we'll see that it's not the same. These things that we'll be grappling with over the next few days. It's a shame we shouldn't have to go through it this year, but if we have to go through it again, we have to go through the 9 days, and we have to go through a Tisha B'Av, and a Tisha B'Av Nidchet, 10 days this year. We have to grapple with things called Tzar HaShechina, the Shechina is in Golus. Kol Eilu Musogim are Telim V'Guvuim Mi'itanu. These are way, way too big for us, way beyond our understanding. V'Eineinu Yoidim Keitzed Diches Aleihem. We don't know how to relate to them. V'Eineinu Mevinim Ma Piru Shechinosa B'Gulusu. We don't understand what it means. The Shechina is in Golus. Understand, I'm in Golus. But the Shechina is in Golus? What does that mean? That's in Sof. How does the infinite go into exile? I'm already talking. If Hashem's in Golus, who's stopping him from coming home? You can put Hashem into a prison? No, because he'll just leave. He does whatever he wants whenever he wants. He's infinite. What is the word? What does it mean? Bichlal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Shechina. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the Shechina? We use these words and we say them, and but we don't know what they mean, and we don't know what it has to do with us. So let's try and understand a little bit according to our ability to understand something new here. First of all, aleinu lavin sheyesh bechina shel hakadosh baruch hu v'yesh bechina shel hashchina. There's a thing called the Holy One, blessed be He, hakadosh baruch hu, and there's a thing called shchina. I'm not translating shchina to be God, the divine presence, the law, shchina. So those are the two things that we saw. Kutcha brichu hu ushchintei. Kashet Tamid Hazochu Harayon, Harotson, Adova Ba'atzmoy, you're on a cave, Tsuras Hagilu Shelon. But now you have to stretch a bit. You have to think a bit deeper here. There's a thing called Zocher Venakeva. Everything in the world has a male and a female. Okay? Just accept that for now. You'll see that there's nothing in the world that isn't male and female. Nothing. There is nothing in the world that can't be seen, male and female. The beginning of the Bria is a beginning of what's called male and female. Okay?
So you mean every single thing that exists is male
and a female, yeah. I don't mean man, woman. Men and women are just one of the manifestations of that shoresh of Zocher v'Nekeva. Everything in the world has a thing called Zocher and a thing called Nekeva. Let's try to understand what those things are. The Zocher, the dimension of Zocher, is always the beginning. It's the desire. It's the thing itself. It's the flesh of inspiration. But in a cave, tzuras hagilu shaloi. The nekeva is the way this thing will be revealed. Correct? You have an idea in your head, and it'll stay an idea in that male dimension unless you do something female about it, and you have to buckle down and make the thing happen and reveal your idea into the world. Correct. The first stage is male, excellent. And the second stage is always female, and the third stage is the child. That's how a child is created. There's the rotzon, there's desire, there's the creative flash of inspiration. And then the caver takes that and manifests that and reveals that into the world. The female is that which takes it from potential to actualization. Hatsura hamushuleme si yichud haKodesh Baruch Hu u'shchintei ze hatsura shemizgale rotzon Hashem ba'olam. This king called haKodesh Baruch Hu u'shchintei, that's the thing that reveals Hashem's rotzon in the world. Just have to hear the words first. You can't start trying to dissect them. These are hard musogim. You have to just play with them and let them sink in, and it sinks in after a while. You start seeing the pattern. Okay? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina, that's somehow the Nakeva, that's the female dimension, that reveals the Rotzon of Hashem in the world. There's a Rotzon of Hashem, which is hidden, which is Mustah, which is the male dimension. That Rotzon needs to be revealed in the world. That's called the Nakeva, that's called Kichibruchu Ushchinte. That's the revelation of the Rotzon of Hashem in the world. Whatever that means. For those of you who are into Shabbos, that's called Malchus. Okay. Those who aren't into Shabbos, you'll have to just work a bit harder. Mahu Tzar Ashkin, and I'm just showing you another manifestation of that thing called Malchus. That's what Malchus is. Malchus is always a feminine. Malchus is always a feminine. That which reveals Shabbos Malchus, or the Shabbos Queen. That's why Shabbos is that which reveals the whole week. Shabbos takes what you built in the week and gives that cue. Okay. But you have to spend a few more months working on to get to what I was talking to a few people in the share that we've been learning the sugya for 2 years already. That's why sugya Malchus been grappling with. I just wanted to show them there's another aspect of that. Aliba de emes. So mahu tzar ha-shchina. So now what's the tzar ha-shchina? At least now we know at least what the Shechina is. Not really, but at least we know where to look for it. But what is now Tzar Shechina? Alibad Emes, Kasher Nachnu Nidgoshim B'Musagobim Gavur V'Ne'elam Kila Leinu Ka'elu. When we encounter very transcendent, elevated, deep subjects, yeah, like these. And then ishtanu limtzoi es ha-petach l'shaber es ha-oizen u'lahav en es ha-dvorim b'tzura hachi pshuta. The approach to dealing with these complex sugyos is not to get so confused and complicated, and it all just becomes, ani lo mivin. That's one approach. There's a better approach, and that is to try and find the little keyhole that will help you to just break a bit of your ear so that you'll be able to understand the thing in the most simple possible way you can. We'll give an example now. Then you can live with it, you can get to connect it to it, and you can use it. Chofetz Chaim's Mesholim, anybody has some music about great the Chofetz Chaim was? And then you hear his Mesholim, you think he was a Ganenet. What did the Chofetz Chaim do for a living? He was a Ganenet. Stories. Well, those stories took complex, deep subjects and made them into little poshut stories. But you have to get the poshut story first, otherwise you don't get anything. You don't get anything. A master of this, just somebody we know, was Rebbe Tetz. Rebbe Tetz took sugyas that Moshe unraveled and opened up to the world that nobody knew what Moshe was talking about. And was able to give it to guys who weren't even Shemesh Shabbat. They were able to give over those misogim to all the was able to take those high elevated subjects. So Pinchas is another example. Took deep, deep concept. They really share on from the Sefer Yetzirah, where he learns about the five levels of chinuch. Sometimes remind me. So Mamash made it beniflat. He took it out from the Sefer Yetzirah that nobody understands. But he took it a kuda, made it poshut, and now there's a clean godel that you can use. That's the approach to dealing with these subjects. Okay. Hulakach musagom ben yevur shel ganeidem v'gehenem schav oynesh. He took high, difficult subjects, mazeh ganeidem, gehenem, schav oynesh. Hipshito yisam b'mesholo. He simplified them in his mesholim. V'dimo yisam l'uvdes chayim mukhorois. And he turned them into very recognizable aspects of our life. Even a little child understood what he was talking about. That's God. To make this year so complicated, everybody walks out there going, wow, I don't know what he said. People think that that's somehow a mila. You make this year so complicated and difficult, everyone thinks you're a genius. Wow. No, make it so posh that everybody says, well, I got it. That's a success, no? Well, what do we think? The world's very different. Gozoa. Nimtza Moshel HaMazbir Es HaOizem Afilu L'Anoshim Karkeinu Kifei Sheyivu B'Dvoro. We're going to translate this into Hebrew, so we don't have to break our teeth in Aramaic. But the Zohar is going to, we're going to find a Moshel that makes it so easy that even we can understand what's going on. Even we can understand what's going on, he says. Boro Kama Ava Oiva Kodesh Bochus Yisrael B'Dovazeh. Says this is the Zohar talking now, translated into the language we understand. Bore doesn't say come and listen, it says come and see. What's the difference? Bavli, when it wants to bring a proof, it says Tashma. Yerushalmi Zohar, when it wants to bring a proof, it says Bore Tachazi. Come and see. What's the difference between Shmir and Ria? Shmir is a process of reconstruction. When you hear something, you hear one decibel at a time, and your brain takes it and makes it into a hearing. You don't hear the whole picture at once. When I tell you a story, you heard when I tell you a story. What did you hear? One word at a time. How did it become a sentence? Your brain does it. And it happens usually so quickly, you never notice it's happening, but that's what's happening. Shema Yisrael doesn't say come and see that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It says reconstruct in yourself the knowledge, the understanding, the tisa, Hashem is one. But there's nothing other than Hashem. Because we don't see it. You have to build it in yourself through work. Chazi, when you see something, you see the picture. No? I don't see the window and the wall and the person sitting in front of me. I see the picture in one go. I don't have to reconstruct it. There it is. Babli is mubalbel. He's loshin bobel. He's loshin everything's mubalbel. You have to come and reconstruct it and put it back together again. That's what's so hard. Zohar says, come and have a look. Everything quite straightforward and possible. So Bo'ure.
So Yerushalmi was in Eretz Yisrael.
Yerushalmi was in Eretz Yisrael also. Clear. There it is. Come and have a look. That's why you can't learn Yerushalmi until you've been in Babli. Because until you've reconstructed yourself and put yourself back into something that's capable of seeing, you can't see. You just have to learn Babli and build some muscle. Then you can come to Eretz Yisrael and see everything clearly. So come and have a look. 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 How much does Hashem love Klal Yisrael in this matter? Moshe LeMelech. The Zohar uses Mesholim as well. Shano Ben Yochid, this king had an only child, an only son, and he loved him. You can imagine the king's only son. Oh, did he love him? And because he loved him so much, he gave him to the mother to grow him and raise him and teach him the correct ways. Happened once that the child sinned against his father, made a mistake. He gave him a good patch, and then he was moichel what he did. Again, he got very angry with him and he took him out the house. Yotza oisa ben mi bayis. So the malkom yelech b'derech hayem v'es v'yitzadik k'mo sheroi What was the son supposed to do? He was supposed to get the message that he's been thrown out the house. And he was supposed to go and fix up his ways so his father will hear and bring him home. Since I'm out of my father's domain, I say, I'll just do whatever I want. Yeah, dad's not around to tell me what to do. I'll do whatever I want. He went and he joined up with the lowest of the low, with the Zoyners and with all those people that lived that type of a life, and got very, very metunefet, mamish, totally, affected and infected with it tumor. That's what he had then. He had this little chubur of. He moved into the. He moved into the, the neighborhoods that are not exactly. Okay, so that's the story. Simple story. It could happen to anybody. Ima hamalka yisa pokedes umevakeres oto bekol yom. Mom used to go visit him every day. So that's what moms do. Moms do. She went to visit him every day. She used to pack a little peckle and go there down to the red light district or down to the harbor street, whatever this all happened. And she used to go visit him every day. The day she born in Trabe Mazoinus, the co chavrosa is a rakatel. She knew what was going on. She knew where her son was holding, and she used to cry. She was devastated. This is the Zohar, the boy's son. This is not a, comics, Saba. This is the Zohar. Yom echad niknas ha-melech etzla. V'rosh ya-boyche shal oite lama yibokh. The king came into the queen one day. She's sitting there, her eyes are red. She's crying. He says, why are you crying? Amra lo, v'lo efcheu. She said to him, I shouldn't cry. Hello, b'nei mechutz leich el ha-melech. Our son is outside the environs of the palace of the kingship. Not just he's not sitting in the palace of the king. He's mamash memte shari tuma. Ma yoyim rekol bnei oilam. Ben Amelech Yoshev v'beis zoynoi. The son of the king is sitting in the base of zoynoi. I shouldn't cry. Itchila libchot litchanen lifnei Amelech. She started crying and crying in front of the king. Ama Amelech. Because you're crying and you're so suffering because of this, I'll bring him home. But you're responsible for it. You're the guarantor of his. Amra Malka Vadai? Sure. And Amra Dabir? Which mother's going to say no. Such a deal. Amra Melech, Hoel Vakach, Lo Nachziru Vayom, Ubepilsum Shareze Busha Bishvilana, Nelech Bishvola Beisa Zoyni. I'll bring it back, not in the daytime. Because that's a big bizoin. You've got to go down to the base of Zoinus and bring the son and bring him back, whatever, in the middle of the day. There's a bizoin there, Malchus. That's a kol bermes yazdei v'yedu kulam shehu ben ha-melech. What's going on here? Hol v'kach lo nachziriyu b'yoyim u'b'piusum. Sherei zibusha. B'shvileinu lelechit b'shvilo l'beis ha-zoyno. He said, we have to go down to the beis ha-zoyno to get him out. The busha for us. V'im hu lo ayem alachleches atzmoy kach v'lo ayem achalles kvoide kach. If he hadn't filthied himself up and hadn't been mechalal the covered of the melech, I would have come with my entire, all my soldiers with all the, the king's inner guards, the whole Pamalia. We would have all come because of him. How great and wonderful it would have been. Come a choice, we would have blown trumpets and made a guns and noise and tarampa. And everyone said, that's the Ben HaMelech. now that he's forfeited himself and desecrated himself and machalal the kavod of the malchus, yachzor b'seisu shlo yedi v'kiru bo, they're bringing back quietly, they want to know because it's going to be a terrible chilul. V'chein ben ha-melech chozor, and so the king's son came home. V'nosno oto le'imoy, v'achre yomim shuv serech ben melech. Ma'os ha-melech, v'yitzi oto v'esimoy mitoichei chalot. Again, what did he do? He stole his stuff again. Now what does the king do? He takes him and his mother. And he says to both of them, Shneichem telechu v'shneichem tizbolu golus umalchus. Now both of you go into golus, and both of you suffer the golus and the blows and living out there in the streets. Kiven sheshneichem tizbolu yachad, if you'll go through the suffering together, v'ze eda shebni yochzo koroi, then I know he'll come back the way he's supposed to come. That's the marshal. Nice marshal, yeah. Huh? No? Let's try. Well, we don't have time yet. Those of you who have to go to Volitsky, go. Those of you who want to, whatever. Let's see the nimshal. Yisrael, bonov akadoshim, shall I make this? Because this is also training, huh? Still no, no, we keep going. No one else is yelling, so we just go. No, I don't want to risk your life. That's all. Yisrael bonov hakodesh kadoshim shalamelech. Hoytz hakodesh baruch hu zmei bechayre bekama gevurois benifloiz veviel elaichaloi veyeshiv zman rav bebeis hamelech kiven shechot lobi vachiachoto v'hal koyto k'mashu kozvi v'sheiftim v'yachar af Hashem b'Yisrael v'yitnem b'yad shoysim. We are the only children of hakodesh baruch hu. Bnei B'chayri Yisrael, with awesome power and revelations. He took us out of Mitzrayim, he took us and brought us into the palace. And we sat there for a long time with the king until we sinned to the Melech. Sorach Shuv, and then Hashem threw us out. And after 70 years, he brought us back. Sorach Shuv, Kivatchila, V'morod Bavim, V'yitzim Ebeis, Ema'os Yisrael, Roshem Nefutzel Abovel, Disarvu Bena Amil, Vitrosnim Noshim Venochrius Voilido Ben Bonim. What a clash they'll do. They went into Golos, they went into Babel, and got married to all sorts of non-Jewish women and whatever. Achem Kol Ze Haima Kadosha Shchina Isa Apitropos Alayem. The Shchina, whatever that is, this female dimension that's revealed, part of the Gilu of whatever. She was the guarantor for them. To give us Kach, I'm a Kosh Bocho, the Yeshbeze Bush, Yobi Bnei Meatzmoy. It's since they made a big chilul Hashem, yeah, I'm not going into Babel to bring them back with trumpets and nisim liflay like I did in Mitzrayim. We'll bring them back quietly. The chen shom Yisrael mi Babel leitzisrael below Ezra, chaser royalehem. Ezra was the god of Ador. He was in the place. So Ezra came back when Klal Yisrael came back. Bli plays for nisim. All kind of crawled back, licking their wounds quietly without too much fanfare. And they came back and they came back to it. So they came back to the Mokama Mikdash. Now the father and the son are out in the out in Golos. The mother, you took a Christ and you messed up. Ze Golus Hashchina. That's called Golus Hashchina. Those are the words. Kashen is boinan bedvorim halolu nira. Okay, add kana zohar. We just learned an article zohar today. You often know what you do. You know, we learn zohar. That's what we do here in all of Rabbah.
The problem is the garut. Why the garut? The garut is not a tikkun. It's worse.
That's a kasha. That's a big kasha. That's a moedi kashir as well. Yeah. That was the question that the wise men of Athens asked Rabbi Yeshua.
Yeah. That is the question.
If salt goes bad, what do you preserve it with? Salt is a preserver. What do you preserve it with? So he said, well, the afterbirth of a mule. So they said to him, a mule doesn't have children, it's part of an afterbirth. He said, salt doesn't go bad. Yeah. What were they saying to him? The golus is supposed to be a kapara for the avoiners of Klal Yisrael. But that's what's supposed to preserve them, to bring them back. When they're going to Golos, they sin more. So what's the point of sending them into Golos? Okay. That's the Zohar. That's the Nimshol, the Moshel. Let's spend the next 2 days. We have a Rosh Chodesh and a Shabbos to meditate on this. And it's a Shem. Next week, we'll call us all up together again. Hopefully, by the time Tisha B'Av is turned into a Moed, we'll have understood what the Golos was about. But we'll be out of it.